All right, back now in Connections. We're joined by Greg Verga, host of Unfinished Music at the Beachbrook. Beachbrook. I always want to say Beachwood.
Beachbrook Studios.
Is there Beachwood in Gloucester somewhere?
Spellcheck wants there to be, but no, I don't, okay. As far as I know.
All right, so it's
Beachbrook Studios. Beachbrook. Because of Beachbrook Cemetery in the backyard.
Why is it called Beachbrook? No, I mean, there's no beach there.
No, well, it's B-E-E, so like a beach tree.
Oh, like a beach tree, yeah. or John Beach, like the John Beach Society.
That's what it is. The John Beach Society used to meet in the cemetery.
All right, so Greg Verga is here, and Greg, of course, we get together a couple of times a month, and you have lined up. But tell us a little bit about Unfinished Music, first of all, because I just sort of go over there and kind of run the controls. So how'd you get this idea, and what is Unfinished Music?
All right, so Unfinished Music, the name comes from the studio space, which is in my unfinished basement. But the concept, as you know, but we'll tell the others out there, when I used to come here every other week to talk about city government when I was on the city council and school committee. So after I left, because I got voted out of office, we had talked about becoming into continue talking about city government, and I wasn't really interested in doing that. So you said we should come up with something else. So I says, how about this? So I threw out the idea of a music show. And it's based on, and actually... we had Alan Estes fill in as a guest a few weeks ago on the show. It's based on what he does on KPN TV, where he has local scene, S-E-E-N, and the difference is ours is a live broadcast. So we have local musicians, singer-songwriters come in, full bands. They play live in studio. We have a chat with them. We'll play their recorded music, you know, promote whatever's going on, if they have a new CD coming out or a performance coming up. And so the first show was last June 14th, and in the first year, the first season, we had 19 guests, and went pretty well. We had everybody from, Chelsea Berry to Alan Estes, and then a list I'm going to go over soon, talking about this upcoming show. We had our first anniversary on June 14th, again, with the same guest from the first year, Dan King. And so it's been going pretty well. We have three more shows in studio lined up between now and just after Labor Day. And I'm looking for guests for October and on. So if anybody out there wants to be a guest or has a suggestion, contact me.
Who are some of the people you have lined up already?
I have Molly Pinto Madigan is due in next week, I guess a week from today.
Oh, well, we're recording this on Wednesday. We're going to play it on Thursday. So it will be the next Wednesday, right?
Next Wednesday, okay. the 14th, I believe. And Molly is a singer-songwriter. She plays around here a lot. And she also has CDs with a full band, so it'll be pretty interesting. And then we have on August 2nd, Fosse Jaw, that's a local band, I'd say in their early 20s. I saw them play recently, and I've heard their music. They're really good. I like them a lot. More of alternative music, like my band is. And then on September 6th, we have Delvis, who's also known as Dennis DeLong, another singer-songwriter who will be in. And I purposely skipped something we have at the end of August because we're going to talk about that specifically.
Yeah. Have you gotten any feedback from any of the artists? I know Dan King has been good to us, and he is lining up this music festival we're going to talk about in a minute. But and he did come back for the anniversary show. But have you heard from anybody else?
Yes, absolutely. After each show, there's the thank yous that the members of the bands or the acts send to me are just amazing. You know, the feedback from them is specifically...
Well, maybe you could send those on to me and we could have, you know, get those out there. But I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, they're all over Facebook.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, the Facebook page, Unfinished Music on Facebook, has... We post what's coming up and then we post the links to the shows. Because if you miss the live show, you know, within 24 hours, typically, you can listen on demand. So we put the links to the MSO station website so they can listen on demand. But you can see the photos from the show, some video clips. We started doing video of the full show at the first season, first show of season two. But the feedback's been pretty good. I mean, I'm pretty happy with it. So the interest is growing. You know, it's become, it seems like people throughout the city, the music scene, know what the show is, and that's...
Well, we're going to have to find a way to get me that information, because I'm not a Facebook person, and my business partner goes crazy with that, but between Facebook, Twitter, and Faceplant, and Snap Dinglehauser, I don't know. So, okay. Well, that's good, and
yeah,
people are responding.
Yeah, the Dinglehauser account's not doing so great.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay, so now, you know, we've got our next show coming up on Wednesday. But also something I'm really looking forward to at the end of the month, we are putting together in conjunction with, we're doing it, but to benefit Open Door, Julie LaFontaine has been great, sort of a music festival. So,
right. So the idea came to me, you know, that it would be great to have all of these, you know, invite all of the season one guests to a live performance. They obviously wouldn't fit in my basement, so they had to be somewhere offsite. So I talked to Dan King, who he's in charge of booking over at the Mile Marker on Essex Ave. And, you know, they're very generous for nonprofits. So we are doing this to benefit the Open Door. So we're getting the space under the big tent at the Mile Marker, not the one they have, the smaller tent, which is every weekend you can go see bands. So I'd recommend people do that. But this is the big tent. So we've invited all the season one guests. And as I said, we had 19 guests in the first season. And we have 12 confirmed who are going to come and perform at the show. And actually, there's some doubling up because some of the guests, like for instance, my band is playing and we were a guest, but also our lead singer was a guest as a solo act. So in a sense, mm-hmm. it's an extra guest from last year is playing. So, you know, I'm very happy with the response from the people. They all seem excited about it, these bands. Right now it's, I believe, six bands, full bands, and five solo acts. So
okay. Well, why don't you read the press release, sure. And we'll tell everyone how to get tickets.
Okay. So I'll skip right to the chase here with the confirmed acts. And there are still people who are, letting me know that they, if their schedule allows, they're going to be there. So I don't want to name names yet, but as it gets closer, hopefully we'll announce a few more. So here's the list confirmed as of today. John Jerome Band, Satch Karen's Band, Black Sheep Stampede, Inga Berg, Pear Ave, Paul Sasquatch Cohen, Brian King, Stolen Lions, that was Steve Carraway was on the show solo, this is his band Stolen Lions, Pratik Potter, Alto and Small, and Dan King, of course. So this is going to be on August 27th, that is a Sunday, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Mile Marker 1 75 Essex Ave. And the tickets are only $10 a piece, and you know, you can't see a dozen bands for $10 anywhere. So, and after the expenses, which aren't going to be that much, all that ticket sale money is going to benefit the Open Door. So, I would urge people to buy tickets now because there are only 250 slots available. They can go to Brown Paper Ticket to get to buy online, which is unfinishedmusic.bpt.me. But if you just Google unfinished music, you'll find this info pretty easy. So Brown Paper Tickets makes it so much easier to buy and sell tickets. And if it ends up you buy a ticket and you can't make it, you're able to transfer your tickets to somebody else electronically. So it's a really smooth operation.
Or you can, so through that?
Through Brown Paper Tickets,
so
right.
You can go to some other event.
Well, you can, if you can't make it, you can give it to somebody else. So
though
you don't have a physical ticket, you can transfer.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I have been over there at the Mile Marker. It's a great venue, rain or shine, mm-hmm. winder or calm. And they will have a cash bar in
there. Cash bar, right.
There'll be some snacks available for patrons who want to patronize Mile Marker.
Right, exactly. Okay. And, and one thing to keep in mind that you mentioned rain or shine, my class reunion was there 2 years ago or last summer, whatever the heck it was, and it rained like hell. And we really didn't even notice, other than, you know, a little bit of pattering on the plastic roof. But so don't be fearful, because most people don't want to spend money on anything in the summer until they know what the weather's going to be. Don't worry about the weather. You're either going to come and enjoy this in the rain or come and enjoy this in the sunshine or sit at home and do nothing.
Well, I'm guessing probably the following weekend is, if it's not Labor Day weekend, it's the one before it. So this is a great way to maybe send summer out on a big bang. Sounds great.
Yeah, and so I would urge people go to the Facebook page. All the info's there. There'll be something up on MSO News Sports very shortly about this. Or you can just call me direct. Give you my cell phone number, 508-284-3399. Love to chat with you.
All right, and how do people access Facebook, your site?
Yeah, if you just go to Facebook /unfinishedmusic or just in the search bar, Unfinished Music, they'll find me. So it's going to be, there's going to be some finished music at this event.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me. And I'm looking forward to it. It's a good lineup. These are all really good local bands. And again, the one of the key aspects of our show is it's all original music. So we're not held to the same strict requirements of original music at the mile marker, but the bulk of what you hear will be original music.
There you go. That's Greg Verga of Unfinished Music. I'm Rick Moore. This is MSO News Sports.